from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college. It's the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Paul Hamilton now on the Wester Hotline. It's Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio, and now Paul. Morning, Paul. How was your weekend?
Not bad. How are you guys?
Good. Did you get to any Savannah Bananas by chance?
I was going to go down there, and then I kind of heard the setup and everything and decided, you know what, I'll watch it on ESPN. So I took it in.
Right.
How was the broadcast? We talked about Friday, you going down, and then all of a sudden the trade happens.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, you know.
So that would have been busy.
Yeah,
it was busy. I would have gotten down there a lot later than I wanted to anyway for parking and that kind of thing. So I decided to take it in on ESPN.
What was the broadcast? Was it like, did they have like a play-by-play guy, or was it just like the arena sound? What was it?
It was two guys who work for
Savannah
Bananas.
Okay.
That did the play-by-play. For both, I watched a little of it on Sunday too. So it was basically produced by them. Sunday's broadcast was much, much better than Friday's. Friday's was basically, it looked like a high school production, to be quite honest with you. It was really bad.
Yeah.
And then, you know, ESPN gets ready to go to it at a sports center, and they said, well, the Bananas aren't ready yet, so we can't go out there. And I'm thinking, really? You're getting your first chance on ESPN and you're not ready?
They're not ready. Yeah.
Okay. So it took about 10 minutes for them to be, quote, ready, for them to get out there. And then the quality of the broadcast was horrendous. The quality was much, much better on Sunday.
Yeah. What do you think, Paul? The rule where a fan catches the ball and you're out, put that in Major League Baseball? What do we think?
Well, in hockey, I would like to see the netting behind the net. I'd like to see them play it off that. I don't see why I don't know why you need a faceoff, right? Just because it goes up in the netting.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes up in the netting and comes back down on the rink, let's play it.
They did that in the 3-on-3 tournament. You know, they didn't want to stop, but it was something I noticed during the 3-on-3 at the Harbor Center on Thursday. Puck goes up, it hits the net, it came down. They just kept playing. They didn't stop it.
It really would help, you know, speed up the game. And You know, you'd have to be maybe a little bit of strategy playing it up off the netting, and I would love that rule to come into effect that if it hits the netting, you keep going.
Yeah, not only do we not speed the game up by allowing that, they slow it down even more by making that a reviewable play. Didn't they do that recently too? So we're really slowing it down as much as we can.
Yes, exactly. It's just like, okay, let's. Well, the reviewable one is if it hit the glass or if it went straight up into the crowd.
Oh, okay.
You know, type of a play.
Yeah. Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. So since we last spoke, Paul's a few days ago now, but the Sabres making their big trade of the offseason thus far. Matt Savoy for Ryan McLeod. Tyler Tulio also a throw-in piece to that deal. I guess where's the best place to start on this trade? The Sabres end of it? Because they are giving up a very valuable prospect, Paul, but they're getting a player that... I mean, we had talked about it. The top six winger, third line center were two of their needs this offseason, and they no doubt fill one of those needs with this trade.
Yeah, and if you look at the analytics, he's a very strong player, Ryan McLeod is, and they needed desperately a two-way center to be behind Cousins and Thompson. That's something that they were able to get. And this guy, you know, when they absolutely needed him, when the Oilers absolutely needed him to score, he scored three of his four playoff goals in the Stanley Cup Finals. You know, so he scored some big goals for them in the playoffs too. So, you know, he can get himself up to, you know, I think he can probably get himself up to 15 goals or so, which is where Casey Mittelstadt was. Casey Mittelstadt will pile up a lot more assists than Ryan McLeod will, but you know, they needed somebody that they could slot into there. And you know, Matt Savoy, who knows? I mean, yes, this trade could blow up in their face. This trade could be very good. Matt Savoy could turn into a fantastic NHL player. He could be a bust. Who knows? I mean, none of us know how it's going to be. Unfortunately for Matt, he's had two injuries already since the Sabres have drafted him that have kept him out of action. When he's played in for his junior team, he's ripped it up for them. I mean, absolutely ripped it up for them and done a good job. But, you know, it's a very much the unknown. You don't know where Matt Savoy is going to be or how good he is going to be. And the Sabres need players now. And that's what Lindy Ruff talked about. That's what Kevin Adams has talked about, that the time is now. And what you have, too, is, all right, Hellenius is going to be a center. They've already said that when they drafted him. You know, you hear about Kulik. Vinny Prospold, his coach in Rochester, assistant coach who spent a lot of time with him, said, look it, I'm just an assistant coach, but if you're asking me, I think he's a better center than he is a winger. Noah Ostlund is a center. These are all number one picks. These are all high-end number one picks. Where are you going to go with them all? Matt Savoy can play wing and center, but you know they're all signed except for Hellenius. But you know where are you going with them? I mean, you can't. You're not going to be able to plug them all in your lineup. You're not going to be able to use them all. You're going to have to trade. By the time you're done, you might have to trade all but one or two of them, depending on how things go. And because eventually you're going to run into waivers with these guys where you can't just send them to Rochester anymore. So my thought is, okay, where are you putting Savoy? He possibly could be your top six forward, which you haven't gone and gotten yet. I mean, he might be able to show up in training camp and win that job and become that guy. And he might possibly not, too. I mean, that's really the only place you can put him. You're not going to put him on a line with Sam Lafferty and Malenstein. Mm-hmm. So if he's going to play, who are you going to put in for? Paterka, Cousins, Thompson, Tuck, Quinn? You're not putting him in for any of those guys. You just got the one spot, which right now either Benson or Zucker has. You know, could he come in and win that spot? Yeah, he could, but there are a lot of ifs, ands, and buts too. So they're looking for a guy they need right now, and that's why they made the trade. And the Sabres still have a lot in the prospect barn, even though they've traded one of their better players.
What about the player they're getting in return, Paul? Ryan McLeod. Tell fans what they're getting in Ryan McLeod, what kind of role he'll play, and what he means to the organization.
Extremely fast skater. Some think he's the fastest skater in the NHL, although I don't think he's faster than Connor McDavid, a former teammate of his now. But it's a very good two-way player. He grades out extremely well. During the Stanley Cup playoffs, he was one of the key penalty killers for Edmonton. Through the whole playoff, not just the finals, but through the whole playoff, he was not on the ice for a power play goal against. You know, he can add to the offense, and I think there's probably more to come to his offense. I think he could probably improve on that and might improve on that, getting a different type of an opportunity with the Sabres. And, you know, I basically see him with Greenway and whoever doesn't wind up in the top six, whether it's Zucker or Benson. You know, I you know, see him doing that as far as the Sabres go. And, you know, that's the thing, too. You would love to have all, you know, players like Thompson and Cousins, and you, instead of having a top six, you'd love to have a top 12, but hockey doesn't work that way. You know, you need different types of players to win championships. You just don't have four lines that all just, you know, try to score and skate, and you'll never win that way. You have to have a mixture of players, and McLeod gives you that.
Yeah. One other thing, you mentioned the speed, Paul, with him. It's kind of become a theme, I guess, if you look at their bottom six acquisitions. The NHL Edge has that player tracking stuff and skating speed percentile, like of the guys they've added. Malenstein's in the 96th, Lafferty's in the 97th, Obe Kubel's in the 98th, and McLeod is in the 100th. Like, I don't know that that's often like the first thing that gets mentioned when we use that buzz phrase, like tougher to play against. Usually you think more about hitting and physicality, but I don't know. I feel like their bottom six is so fast. Like, what forechecking on the bottom six, I feel like, is going to be a nightmare against this team.
Well, part of being hard to play against is, you know, being in the forecheck and finishing your checks and those types of things, but it's also being relentless. Guys with speed can get in there first, and they can be relentless on defensemen, and the defensemen are like, here they come again, here they come again, here they come again. Why do you think the Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champions? They were the kings of relentless. They were constantly on you. Every time you turned around, here they are. They're right there. You try to make a pass, they're in the passing lanes. You try to take a shot, they're in the shooting lanes. When the shot gets through, their goaltender makes the save. It was just as relentless the way they played hockey. And the only time they slipped was in the Stanley Cup Finals when that relentlessness went away. And then they got it back for Game 7 and at the key times and were able to win the Stanley Cup. But, you know, that's what it is. You're right. It's not just hitting. It's being there. It's being in the lanes. It's frustrating the other team that you're always there, you're always on them, and they just can't make a play.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Paul, this trade, do you think it makes Peyton Krebs expendable? Do you even think he has a spot on the roster opening night? And that would be if he's on the team and if everybody's healthy, which often isn't the case. But I don't know, if you put a roster together on paper right now, is he even in the lineup?
No. I don't know where he is in Lindy Ruff's depth chart. For me, he's the 13th forward right now. And that, I suppose they could maybe use Malenstein, Lafferty, and Krebs. Maybe Abe Kubel, but I don't think they went and got those guys to not have them in the lineup, you know, once the, you know, first game comes around. So, and you never know about injuries and what's going to happen in training camp. But, yeah, the way I have it down right now, I have him as the 13th forward. I don't know if they're looking to move him. I think he still intrigues Kevin Adams. And
from the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Kevin Adams would like to see... Because the one thing you know that Krebs is doing is he's working hard in the offseason to make himself a better player. That you know. How much better he's going to come back and be, that's what we're going to find out in September when training camp starts.
Yeah. For him, what even is it? Like, because I think he's developed better defensively than at least I would have expected when they traded for him. But Paul, like, especially after Mittelstadt got traded, I was wondering, like, is he gonna start to see some numbers? Is he gonna start to put up a little bit more offense? Because that's really been the thing, is where, if he's this great playmaker and skilled player, like, where are the points? And is that all it is? Like, him just developing more as an offensive player? Kind of like, I mean, I don't know if I wouldn't want to declare him dead, because I would have done that with Thompson and Mittelstadt at this same age, and look at the players they became.
Exactly, and... I'm glad you said points, because people say, well, he doesn't score. He's never going to score goals. That's just not his thing. He's kind of like Mittelstadt, who, you know, had a bunch of points, but he only had 13 to 15 goals at times. Mittelstadt had a good shot, but never used it. With Krebs, it's like, can he get to 30 or 40 assists? That's where he needs to be, as far as, you know, with the goals are what they are, and I'm not really paying attention to goals with him, but I think for him to be effective, you need 30 to 40 assists, because, you know, he can be a gifted passer. But you're absolutely right. When he got the opportunity, he got a better opportunity to play with different players when Mittelstadt was traded, and he basically almost had nothing. I mean, he had very few points with that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. What's left to do here, Paul? And that includes maybe... Do they still want to do something different in the top six? They have not done that yet, really.
Exactly, and that's what's missing, and that's why the job is not done. I think they've done a terrific job with finding some good players that are hard to play against. They've gotten five new forwards. You know, I remember when we started talking about the off season, and I told you they had seven forwards as far as I was concerned, and they need six more. Well, they've gotten five. And when I said that, I was thinking Krebs might not be around, and it looks like he's going to be. But, yeah, the job is not done, because you haven't done anything with the top six, and it sounds like Adams is frustrated with trying to find a top six person, because last time he talked about that, hey, look it, I have no concern whatsoever. We will score goals. We are a good goal-scoring team, and... You know, but there are a lot of ifs in all that now. That's if Thompson can get back to 47, if Tuck can get back to 36, if Cousins can get back to 31, if Quinn can stay healthy and get to 30, if Paterka can get himself up to 30, if Benson can have a good second year and improve his skating. That's, if I were a general manager, that's way too many ifs in those statements, but... You know, I understand how difficult it's been around the NHL to find a top six guy and be able to acquire that guy. No players moved in the first round of the draft, which is very weird. Usually NHL players do move, but you know what? That's his job. You know, that's just it is difficult, but you've got to fight through it and find a way. You have to find a way to get make sure your team can improve on their goal scoring, and that's the job that you have.
Yeah. Does the trade they made give you more confidence that they could pull the trigger or find something there? Because I feel like that's maybe how fans think right now, Paul, because the trade, more so maybe outside of Buffalo like than here, is being called an overpayment. I'm not sure I care about that, though, because of the deal itself, what it accomplishes. But it's a trade that, on the surface, I think most reaction would go, wow, that's a lot for Ryan McLeod. And Adams was still willing to pull the trigger despite the price in the name of making the team better.
Yeah, and I like what you said with, yeah, they have the assets to do an overpayment. When it came to Malenstein, it was a second-round pick, an overpayment? Yeah, probably. But Adams said when he made the trade to, you know, move down in the first round, he picked up that second round pick to trade it. That's why he got it. He had two second round picks and he was wanted to trade it. He desperately needed a player like Malenstein at the time. So he had that second round pick and used it to go get him. Fine. I have with the amount of prospects and picks that this team has, I don't have a problem at all with that. None. Savoy could turn into a very good player. This trade could blow up in their face. And it could be a very, very good trade. You just don't know what Savoy is going to turn into. But you have other guys who are Hellenius that you just drafted who looked very good in prospect camp. I mean, you've got Kulik, who, as I mentioned, his coach that worked with him very, very closely in Vinny Prospel thinks he's a centerman. Noah Ostlund is basically a centerman. They can move to wing if you have to, but they're better centermen. You've got other guys that are, you know, in the pipeline. You've got the ammunition that, all right, did you overpay for McLeod? Maybe. Does it matter? I mean, I'm not sure that if you're getting the guy that you need now, that two-way guy who can play behind Thompson and Cousins, who can skate, who can, you know, play defense, who can help you offensively, and you got the guy that can do it now, and you overpaid a little. Is that the end of the world?
All right. Paul Hamilton. Paul, a couple other news items that dropped on Friday. Let's start with Henry Okiharyu, 1 year, $3.1 million. What do we think is most likely with him? Like, play the final year out on his contract? Do they look to trade him? What do you think happens with him?
Yeah, I mean, I found it interesting that it was just a one-year deal, which takes him into unrestricted free agency. And so the question is there going to be a trade for him? You now have, you know, eight NHL defensemen with Bryson and Gilbert kind of on the outside looking in. And is it, you know, what has Henry told them as far as, is he going to test unrestricted free agency? Is he not? Does that turn him into a deadline deal? Or if you're, you know, on the cusp of the playoffs and he's playing well, do you just say, well, looks like we might have to lose him? I found it interesting that he only got a one-year deal. They did not make him part of the, quote, core. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think, you know, that they may turn around and move him on just a one-year deal like that.
And then Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and Beck Malenstein both file to be arbitration eligible. Different contract expectations, obviously, for the two. I don't know if you have anything on Malenstein on that front, but UPL is going to be the one I'm sure we're going to be more interested in for this.
Yeah, and there's a good possibility that those won't even make it to the arbitration hearings. I mean, how many times have we seen contracts been signed an hour before the hearing? I mean, so you know, that can happen. The hearings are July 20th to August 4th. These two haven't been assigned a date yet, so there's plenty of negotiation and plenty of talks that can go on before you actually get to the arbitration hearing. And now if you have, if you look at it, they're around $15 million under the cap. You would think Luukkonen will take $4.5 to $5 million of that. I mean, Malenstein, I don't think is going to be huge or anything like that. So, and then again, it's something I've talked about that you have to look, to next year when you're going to have to sign Quinn, Peterka, Levi, and Byram.
Yeah.
They will be signing. So you can't just take it all the way up to the cap unless you're doing it with one-year contracts. If you're doing it with one-year contracts, and so far the only ones that they've signed on one-year contracts are Joakim Harju, Abe Kubel, and there's one more. Who am I missing here?
Zucker,
oh,
right?
Dennis Gilbert. Dennis Gilbert and Zucker also are one-year deals.
Right. Yeah, the only salary they've really added that gets in the way of the guys they need to sign next year is what, Lafferty? They added $2 million for him, and is that it? Am I missing somebody?
Yeah, Lafferty was a 2-year deal, and the rest of them. I mean, Power's contract kicks in now.
Right. Yeah. You know, Dahlin,
so
too.
Dahlin's contract kicks in now, so that adds $21.35 million to your, or I'm sorry, $19.35 million to your salary cap. So Dahlin actually gets paid $13 million this year, but his cap number is only 11. So they're at $72.3 million at the cap. Money that they're actually paying out is $77 million.
Okay. Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. All right, Paul, thank you. And I hope I'm calling you tomorrow to evaluate a top six trade.
That's fine. You know, I'm into it, you know, because I thought, well, goodbye. We'll see you all in September.
Yeah.
Or I'll see you at training camp when I'm doing some of the bills or whatever. But no, yeah. I'm into it. Let's do it.
All right. Hopefully we get something. Thanks, Paul.
Yep.
All right, Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline on the totality of the Sabres picture. I think Krebs and Joakim Harju for a top six forward. The new what's Matt Beauvais thing? Ennis Weber in a second.
All right, that's
my,
right.
My new Ennis Weber in a second is Krebs, Joakim Harju in a second.
And by the way, Paul Hamilton's reports on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Joe, I don't know if you've done it yet. Can we put it on paper? I want to do an exercise here.
Okay.
Can we go through the opening night roster as it stands right now?
Let's do it.
When we come back, can you help me with that? Because I want to do something with that, and we'll kind of discuss it, okay?
Let's do it. Let's figure out what, right now, what's their opening night lineup?
Let's do it.
All right, we'll do that when we come back here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.